Hiya, it's Wildcards, and it's the first Wildcards of 2023 that is very much New Year, same us, same format. If you've not listened to the show before, maybe you got an Anfield Wrap subscription for Christmas, in which case, hashtag lucky girl, hashtag spoiled, hashtag boy done good. The format is this. The topics go up on Twitter, usually the day of, sometimes the day before, depends how prepared we're feeling. And then people get voting on the Anfield Wrap Twitter account for what they want us to talk about. Democracy rules most of the time, but everyone that is on the show with me today has got a wild card in their back pocket that they can play at any point if they don't want to talk about what has won out in the public vote. Surveying the room that I've got here on Zoom, the virtual room, I sense there will be some wild cards played when we get to random, but hey, we've got that to look forward to. So we'll be talking about what you voted for unless wild cards are being played. And with wild cards in their back pocket are Mike Kearney, Ian Salmon, Paul Ammon, and Neil Atkinson, and I'm Amelia Bonner. So let's dive straight in with LFC. And your options were Cody Gakpo, Mateus Nunes, or the transfer budget, which had a whopping 60% of the vote. It was the most definitive winner of all of our categories. So Neil, the transfer budget is what we are going to be talking about. On another esteemed Anfield Wrap podcast, Christian Falk said that we have £200-250 million to spend. And while I'm generally taught not to ask yes or no questions in this, I'm asking you, is that enough?
Oh, it's more than enough. I mean, that's the... If we're accepting that that's the budget, that's more than enough, frankly. I think that, in general, I think amounts that players move for, on the whole, people shouldn't get too carried away with. I think that, in a number of positions, that's the case. But there's some times where you've got to spend a lot of money on a player, and then there's other times where you're able to get either a bargain or a relative bargain in comparison to other things that are going on. And Liverpool, I think, are not in a position to shop only in one shop. And what I mean by that is I actually include the biggest shop. I don't think that's necessarily where Liverpool want to do all of their shopping, as counterintuitive as that might sound. For me, the best football teams are made up of some sort of combination of the best and the most desirable players, but also the players who feel as though they've got it all to prove.